Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The New York Knicks are rolling right now. They look like one of the best teams in the NBA and a legit contender in the Eastern Conference. However, if you ask Knicks fans if this current Knicks roster can compete for an NBA championship, a lot of them will tell you this Knicks team still needs one piece in order to do that. So that begs the question, who is the player the Knicks need to trade for in order to become a legit contender for the NBA Finals? There's a lot of names you can think about, but the one name that constantly comes up for the New York Knicks is Donovan Mitchell. But unfortunately for New York, their pursuit of Donovan now has a major obstacle in front of it. Because recently, Cavs owner Dan Gilbert talked to the Associated Press about Donovan Mitchell, and he expressed confidence in re-signing Donovan with the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to break down this latest report and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Cavs owner Dan Gilbert is expressing a high level of confidence in his ability to re-sign Donovan Mitchell with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, this is a shift in thinking for the Cavs, because if you go back to last season or the season before that, all of the reports and the rumors at the time had Donovan Mitchell potentially being traded to the New York Knicks, especially if the Cavs didn't do what they needed to do. And then you got to the playoffs and you saw the New York Knicks bounce out the Cavs in the first round in five games. That didn't go a long way with Donovan wanting to stay with the Cavaliers. He didn't sign the extension, and everybody was thinking before the season that the Cavs potentially could trade Donovan if this season didn't go well. But there's the thing. The season has gone very well, extremely well for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And because of that, it's led to Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, to say this about Donovan Mitchell. Shout out to the New York Post, Justin Tash, for giving us the following information and article about Dan Gilbert and what he said about Donovan Mitchell. The headline reads, Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert thinks Donovan Mitchell is staying as Knicks-Nets rumors loom. According to the New York Post, if the Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert is to be believed, the Knicks and the Nets' hopes of landing Donovan Mitchell may be shattering. Gilbert told the Associated Press on Thursday he thinks Mitchell, the 27-year-old five-time All-Star, will sign a contract extension to remain in Cleveland long-term. According to Gilbert, we've been talking to him, sure, for the last couple of years about extending this contract. We think he will extend. I think if you listen to him talk, he loves the city. Gilbert continues by stating, he loves the situation in Cleveland because our players are very young and we're just kind of putting the core together that he's clearly the biggest part of. Donovan Mitchell, who can become a free agent after the 2024-2025 NBA season, is eligible to sign a four-year, approximately $200 million contract extension with the Cavaliers after this season. The Knicks were in trade talks with the Jazz regarding Mitchell, a Westchester native, in the summer of 2022, but they were outbid by the Cavaliers. Shout out to the New York Post for giving us the following updates about the Cleveland Cavaliers and what their owner stated. That sounds like a lot of confidence. In my opinion, just a little bit of overconfidence. And that doesn't really play well in the NBA, does it? Think about the Mavericks for a second. Overly confident with Jalen Brunson and the fact that they could re-sign him. How did that work out? And you could go back in time. So many different players around the league have potentially stated they want to stay there. They want to sign there. But then if another team gives them a bigger contract or they lose a lot or if the situation isn't good there because they obviously want to win, they're a competitive player, but they're not winning games in that situation, or they're not winning the games they need to win. Do you think that player is going to want to stay there? Let's go back to Donovan Mitchell for a second. Let's say the Cleveland Cavaliers get bounced out in the first round again. Do you think Donovan Mitchell is going to want to stay there? Let's go even further. Let's say the Cavs make it a little further and magically the Cavs and the Knicks meet in the second round. And then the Knicks do what they did last year and bounce out the Cavs. Gentlemen sweep them in five games. Do you think Donovan Mitchell is going to want to stay with the Cavaliers? I get the overconfidence right now. The Cavs look very good, even though the New York Knicks just stole the third spot from them. Just saying. And we're missing OG Anunoby. And we're missing Julius Randle. And we just got Mitchell Robinson back. Minutes restriction. Isaiah Hartenstein, our starting center. Minutes restriction. But nonetheless, we still were able to take that third seed from the Cleveland Cavaliers. But even so, the Cavs have still looked good this season when Donovan Mitchell is healthy and playing. And that team is fully together. They are dangerous. And they look good. But I think over the course of this season, they've also showed you something as well, too. They can be beaten. And they can be beaten by the teams that shouldn't beat them. And sometimes they can beat the teams that they shouldn't beat. So what that says to me is sometimes they might play down to their competition or they might rise to their competition. But if you play them hard and you play them physical, then maybe you can take them out of the game early and get that victory on them. And the Knicks have the players and the personnel to do that to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Look at last season. Mitchell Robinson was doing that to Evan Mobley and Jared Allen by himself. It's a bad matchup for the Cleveland Cavaliers to go up against the New York Knicks because our personnel hurts the Cavs. Not only that, we've upgraded in the areas we needed to upgrade this year to hurt them even more. Last year, we couldn't buy a bucket from three. If your name wasn't Jalen Brunson, you were not shooting that ball very well. But now, we have Dante DiVincenzo. We have Alec Burks to an extent. We have Bojan Bogdanovic to an extent. We have Miles McBride. All of those guys can shoot the three ball very well. And if they're open, and you don't want to leave these guys open, they are going to make you pay. They didn't have that last year. They have it this year. If the Cavs face the Knicks in the playoffs again, and they get dominated again, I don't care about all of this confidence that Dan Gilbert is expressing here. That's not going to matter. Because if that happens, and the Cavaliers get bounced out again by the Knicks, Donovan Mitchell and his willingness to stay with Cleveland is likely not going to be high. Even though Cleveland can give him a four-year, $200 million extension, that's good and all. I think for Donovan Mitchell, he's a highly competitive player. He wants to win, and he's going to go to a situation that's going to give him the best chance to win. Right now, New York is that situation, and the Knicks actually have the assets to pull off that trade. And according to the New York Post, if that opportunity arose, Knicks GM Leon Rose would be interested again if Mitchell rebuffed Cleveland's extension offer and the team was open to trading him. The New York Post continues by stating the price would be lower than the price Cleveland paid, three first-round picks, two pick swaps, Lauri Markkanen, Colin Sexton, and Ochai Agbaji, because Mitchell would only have 1 year left on his contract. You see how the stars are aligning right there? If the Cavaliers get bounced out in the playoffs, whether it's by the Knicks or it's in embarrassing fashion by another team, and there's a factor, and potentially Cleveland thinks that they can't re-sign Donovan Mitchell anymore because of the situation that happens in the playoffs, there's another factor. And then if the Cavs are open to trading Donovan Mitchell and all of those things happen, that's the stars aligning for the New York Knicks and Leon Rose pouncing and jumping in, trying to get Donovan Mitchell on this roster. And clearly, if the price for Donovan Mitchell is lower because now he only has a year left on his contract, he's made it known he doesn't want to sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers anymore, and he wants to go to another team. And everybody who would listen and look would probably know that other team likely resides in New York, and they don the orange and blue. It's the New York Knicks. Another factor that's going to lead to other teams likely not going after Donovan Mitchell, or if they do, not wanting to give up a lot for Donovan, because there's no assurances that if you do that, he'll stay with your roster. He might go to another team. He might go to the New York Knicks anyways. So because a lot of those factors exist, the New York Knicks may have the best chance to trade for Donovan if that chance arises with Cleveland. A lot of things have to go right. But clearly, there's a desire there from the New York Knicks. There's always been a desire there from Donovan Mitchell, in my opinion. The only thing that's stopping them is the opportunity. And the opportunity will create itself if the Cavaliers do not do what they need to do this postseason. But we all know It's more about actions than words. Where do we spot Donovan Mitchell often in the offseason? Is it in Cleveland or is it in New York? Because last time I checked, it's in New York. Oftentimes in New York. Oftentimes having those pro run workouts in New York. He can set those things up in Cleveland, but he doesn't. He sets them up in New York because he wants to be here. He wants to be in New York. And let's face it, he wants to be in New York, Nick. You can have this overconfidence if you want to, Dan Gilbert, but I think everything's going to matter and depend on your postseason performance. And if you don't do what you need to do then, all of this confidence is going to crumble away. And the only thing going to be left is Donovan Mitchell potentially requesting that trade like he's supposed to and coming home, coming to the New York Knicks like we all expect him to. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports about Donovan Mitchell and Dan Gilbert's overconfidence, in my opinion, on his ability to sign Donovan Mitchell again with the Cleveland Cavaliers? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.